Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story for bedtime, because as you all know, eventually you have to do it. Go to bed. Everybody sleeps, right? Well, maybe not Fred. And that's what today's story is called. Everybody sleeps, but not Fred. Today's story, Everybody Sleeps, But Not Fred, was written by Josh Schneider. And I cannot wait to tell you a gentle, soft bedtime story. So buckle up, you guys. Today's story is read by Mommy and What is your name? Who are you?
Roof?
A dog. Oh, but with that kind of sound, you must be like a pug or something, right? Because your nose sounds kind of smushed. Are you a pug? Okay, well, there you go. I must have a very giant, very fat pug with me today. Shall I name you, or do you have a name? I'm going to name you Snuffles. All right, Snuffles, you ready for your book? All right, here we go. Every kind of bird and beast in the west and in the east, way up high and way down deep, everybody has to sleep. But not Fred. Fred has a to-do list. You wouldn't believe. In the jungle, toucans snooze, also sloths and cockatoos. Ignoring snoring striped hyenas, monkeys dream their ballerinas. But not Fred. Fred has important jumping to do. On the farm, the chickens doze, the pigs nod off in stinky rows. And friends, this book is one book you definitely need to get your hands on, because I'll tell you the funny stuff that's in this. Each picture has a little stuffed animal and very silly things plopped in every page. This particular one, because the pigs are all stinky, have a lot of air fresheners that you would put in your cars, put all over the pig pen. In fact, one of them's dangling off of the tail of one of the pigs. Anything to make it not stink, right? Sheep lie in a woolly heap, count themselves, and fall asleep. Fred is breaking the world shouting record. Oh, dear. He's got a lot of speakers, and he's shouting so loudly that it's blowing the barn open. And the pigs and the sheep, and they're all flying in different directions. Good heavens, what a mess. Neath the ocean, whales relax, leaking bubbles fore and aft, which means at the front and at the back. Rocked by currents in the deep, ocean creatures go to sleep. But not Fred. And there are little toys to be found in this page, too. Fred is testing his horn collection. And he has a very long horn that he has put on his boat. And he has a series of other horns here. I can see a tuba, trumpet, and bagpipes, all kinds of things. Yeah, and he's got one of those alpine horns, the really, really long ones that he's shoved in the water, and he's trying to blow music out of it. It's super hard to make noise like that, though, under the water. In their bunk beds underground, tired ants have settled down. Now, too late to grab a snack. Anteaters all hit the sack. But not Fred. And in the picture, we can see the anteater is napping. And where is he napping? He's napping at the bakery, where the ants usually are found. Fred is practicing his karate chops. And he's whacked on the poor anteater's table, and the anteater is flying away. My goodness, what a mess. Scary things that lurk and slink. Stop all that for 40 winks. Like other creatures not here listed, monsters too, if they existed. But not Fred, because of course we know monsters don't exist. Fred is hunting the legendary Sasquatch. And in the picture here, we can see all the monsters in their beds, fast asleep. And Fred is shining a flashlight in their faces, trying to find Sasquatch. Sasquatch is another way of saying Bigfoot, right? But we can see where he is in the picture. Mm-hmm. Having read a book, or three, parents turn to poetry. Reading from a book so boring, children soon are prone and snoring. But not Fred. Oh my. There are books everywhere in this page. Fred, where is he, do you think? He's not here. Oh, look! He has found a soft sheep to flop on, and he's all cuddled in. Oh, my. Tomorrow, Fred will run about and chop and jump and hunt and shout, but please, for now, don't make a peep. Just close the book and let Fred sleep. Warning, close book softly or Fred will wake up and start all over again. Oh, we will be very careful then. Good night, Fred. And good night to all of our friends.
Good night.
The end.
Right.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.